You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, you know, I've been doing this thing for the last several weeks, about the last month and a half, really. I think it's important you meet the candidates. And I don't mean like just the ones that are running for U.S. Senate or the ones who are running for governor. I'm talking, you got to meet the folks right there in your community that are running for the offices that really do impact your lives. And I'll tell you, when I served in the legislature, one of the things I became much more convicted about than I had been before I was in office was the impact that a local sheriff can have on their community. I think it's important that folks just get away from, well, old boy's been there a long time. I'm going to keep voting for old boy because old boy's been there a long time. That's not a good reason to be a sheriff. Sheriff has a ton of duties and responsibilities that extend way beyond what you think might just be enforcing the law. So that being said, one of the candidates that's running that I think it's worth getting to know is a guy named Chris Carter. Chris is running for the Limestone County Sheriff's position as a Republican. 25-year career in law enforcement. 2 years of those were as a correction officer, and 23 of them with the Alabama State Troopers, where he rose to be the post commander for the Huntsville Highway Patrol area. So all that to say, let me bring him on right now. Chris Carter, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being with us today. And we appreciate the fact that you're taking some time. I know you're campaigning here in the last 3 weeks. You got to be getting down to it.
Yes, sir. I've been hard at it, going somewhere every day, every night, and anything I hear about, trying to attend and meet the people.
Well, so let me ask you this, just right out the gate. I mean, you've already got a full retirement from law enforcement. You retired in, what, 2019, I think your bio said? And now you want to run for another office?
I'm sorry, I retired almost 3 years ago from the troopers, and I've been retired since.
Well, so why run for office? I mean, what is it about the Limestone County Sheriff's Department that makes you want to come out of retirement when you could go fishing and do this?
Yeah, we like to fish. My son's on the fishing team at East Limestone, so we do that quite often. But my interest in this office, and I never have really been interested in being sheriff, or never really saw myself being sheriff. But when the former sheriff was removed from office, I was talking with a state legislator buddy of mine a few days later, and he knew my history with the troopers and knew that I retired, and encouraged me to apply, and he felt like the governor would be looking for somebody disconnected from the situation, you know, a new start, and somebody with experience. So I applied, and really felt like there's a bunch of people who applied, and just a few who were interviewed. I was one of those, and really felt like I was knew I was the most experienced on paper. If law enforcement experience and you know what you did in your career was what we were basing it on. But as it turns out, it was way more important who you knew than what you knew.
Well,
apparently I didn't know the right person, Phil.
Well, all right. Well, you say that, but now you're out there meeting all the people, and you have the opportunity to perhaps get elected. So let me ask you about some of your experience. 23 years, I believe it was, with the Alabama State Troopers. And of course, you're up here in this area, so you know this area. My experience
That's
of interacting
right.
with the sheriffs in my district was that the role of a sheriff winds up being far more than a law enforcement officer. It winds up being a manager of people and a manager of assets and a manager of budgets. I mean, you're running a big business if you get down to it.
That's right. And I am a business owner, but like you say, it's a big job. And I guess that's why I was so disappointed in the governor's appointment. And I'll say I'm friends with the person who was appointed. I just felt like, you know, had no experience in managing a law enforcement agency when, you know, the governor could have walked across the street and got my entire 25-year file and seen what I did in my career.
What did you do in your career that you think makes you qualified to be a sheriff? Talk about that for a minute. We can go ahead and move past the fact you didn't get appointed before. Why should you get elected now?
Right. And I was a trooper. I worked at the prison, here in Limestone County for 2 years, and then hired with the troopers and started as a trooper in Limestone County. Worked there for about 6 or 7 years and was promoted to corporal in Decatur, and at which point I supervised Limestone County troopers. Left there and got promoted in driver's license, Huntsville driver's license, and managed that office. That was 4 counties, about 25 employees, and then my last assignment was Highway Patrol Post Commander, so I was in charge of 3 counties, roughly 30 troopers, 5 field supervisors, office staff, basically managed the whole Highway Patrol operation in Huntsville.
Well, and so managing that, I mean, I would imagine then you had how many state troopers under you when you finished up as post commander? I mean, was it a pretty sizable post?
It was. It was one of the biggest posts in the state. I think maybe Birmingham was probably the only post that was bigger. I was the post commander, and then I had 5 field supervisors were like first line field supervisors, and then. As I say, it varied, but generally about 30 troopers in 3 counties. That was Madison, Marshall, and Jackson County.
All right, so that's a huge spread. Let me ask you this: with the role of a sheriff, you know what I've seen as you know in my interactions with them is y'all also take on a lot of what I would call interagency coordinations. It's not just being a sheriff. You got to work with all the local law enforcement offices. You got to work with FEMA. You got to work with Homeland Security. So basically you got to interact with a lot of other agencies. How do you feel about doing interagency coordinations?
Absolutely. I think that's something that's important and something I would try to do more of it as sheriff. That was one of my primary jobs as the post commander. I worked with Huntsville PD, Madison County Sheriff's Department, all the sheriff's departments throughout the 3 county area. I supervised and various police agencies, I think, you know, you get a better bang for the buck if everybody's working together and getting along, sharing information, et cetera, et cetera.
And you have any experience in disaster relief operations? Because as a sheriff, you're going to wind up being the point of contact for the county if a tornado came through or something like that. What's your experience in that regard?
I do. We were often tasked with forming operations plans, and I've been through the entire incident command system. That's a FEMA program designed to help people deal with disasters or any type of incident. It's a nationwide program and system that's used to coordinate efforts amongst various agencies to deal with an incident.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you got, I think 18 days and a wake up till we get to the point of people voting. Down to the wire, let me do this. I want to get some comments from you about another story going on in the news right now. But for the moment, if folks want to know more about you, where can they find out more about your campaign and how to find out what you're doing?
Okay, so my website is chriscarterforsheriff.com. And, of course, I got a Facebook page. Just a simple search for Chris Carter for Sheriff should bring that up. And on my Facebook page, I've shared my personal phone number. You know, if anybody call me. I've shared my plan, and it's not just a site holding space. It's actually got information about my plan and my past, my etc.
Well, that's good stuff. And by the way, I've seen your website. It's a good looking website. So, all right, folks, Chris Carter for Sheriff. Let me ask you this though, Chris, before you go. So we got a few minutes left here, 2 or 3. Right next door, Lauderdale County. They got this situation that's making national news. You've been a corrections officer and you've been in law enforcement, and I'm sure you've had to work with BOLO lists where you're looking for someone who's on the run. We've got a situation there where a corrections officer appears to have collaborated or colluded in some way with a convicted felon who was, you know, pending a murder trial and helping him escape, and they are together, we assume, somewhere. What do you know about this, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, it's obvious to me that you helped him. I mean, I guess the only question, and you know, the warrant that was issued for arrest would be an indication there that she helped him willingly, and it seems obvious to me, you know, the planning that she did days before the she sold her house well under market value and filed her retirement papers, and the story she came up the morning that they got away was, you know, that he had an appointment at the courthouse and she had a doctor's appointment. You know, just seemed like to bide them some time without people realizing either one of them was missing.
Well, it does. I mean, what are your thoughts on how the search would be conducted right now and how this could be going down in terms of various law enforcement agencies being on the look? Who's in charge right now? U.S. Marshals, I guess?
That's my understanding. Getting the information out, that I think that they got a car description. However, you know, this many days after it's happened, I seriously doubt they're driving that car, and I doubt they'll ever find that car. And then typically, I think, you know, electronic tracking means tracking her cell phone, but obviously, I don't think she's turned that on. So,
yeah, and I guess part of it's going to be too.
Story that
does her credit card show up somewhere or whatever else?
Exactly.
Well, Chris, we appreciate it, and you've got just a short amount of time left in the election, so we wish you the best. Appreciate you coming on today and letting the audience know a little bit about who you are. And Chris Carter for sheriff.com is the website. So thank you again for your time, and we certainly appreciate you being on Right Side Radio.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, folks, get to know your candidates. I mean, literally, he's one of the ones that's going to be the next sheriff in Limestone County. If you're one of our listeners over there in Limestone, I'm just saying, you got to know who they are, and you got to understand what they've done, and you got to know what they'll do if they get the office, because the day comes you have the ballot in your hand, you don't want to be figuring it out then. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We'll come back from that break and move to the next section of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this one, yeah, they said what? That's what it's called. They said what? Well, I got a lot of they saids. It's going to be interesting. Stay tuned. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.